Armed American Radio.
If they want to take my guns, they're going to have to bring a station wagon and a whole lot of friends, because I'm not giving them anything.
From the Crossbreed Holster Studios.
Mark, we know they want to take our guns, and now we're going to make them eat it.
We're in our second decade on this Lead Slinger's microphone.
Freedom might be an uphill battle sometimes, but freedom will always prevail.
Proudly presented to you by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
Here is your host of Armed American Radio, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting for your rights, Mark Walters.
Wow, I cannot believe I wait all week. I mean, I know this sounds crazy, but I do. I wait all week for this program. I can't wait. I love going through the daytime show, Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, with you. It's a blast. But I got to be honest with you. When we come to the weekend monster broadcast, I mean, this is what I live for all week to get here. And this one, like the previous, it's just flying right by. Hour one, if you missed it, was fantastic. We'll get the podcast up for you just as soon as we can. Hopefully later today when the program ends. It's now 7 minutes after the hour, depending on where you are across the country. 10 o'clock on the East Coast and 7:07 on the West Coast. But I promise within 20 to 30 minutes, if it's available, and hopefully it is, we'll have the podcast up for you. Hour number one, I covered some fun stuff with you about the media that I'm going to regurgitate here in this hour because I've got the crew with me here. And I want to get their perspective on this. It was something that just kind of popped up. And I'll explain in just a second something I didn't talk about in the first hour that I wanted to save for this hour, which is what's got me thinking about that in the first place to even go that direction. And I think you'll find it interesting because it had something to do with the movie American Beauty. What? How does that all tie together? I'll explain it in just a second. Believe me, there is a method to the madness. And then, of course, and we had Alejandro Rubin from New Jersey Second Amendment Society just fighting a fight in New Jersey like nobody's business. You know, when he fights that fight in New Jersey, he's fighting that fight for you in Iowa, Kansas, KQAM listeners, and other cities across Kansas that are tuned in. Minneapolis, 1280, 930, Sarasota, Florida, AM 860, our flagship down there in Tampa, AM 920 in the ATL. The Patriot out in Phoenix and other stations across the country. Bullhead, KAAA, KZZZ out there in Western Arizona. California stations up. You're listening in the Bay Area right now. You're listening in Portland. Wow, Portland, what a mess. What a mess. What a mess you have because of that lefty goofball mayor. What a mess. Seattle, you're tuned in. You're tuned in Olympia, Washington, and other areas across the state. All across the country. All across the country. And it's just, you know, I guess what I'm going to do because of I have so many directions I want to go with you today. I really do. I honestly do. But you know what? Because in the essence of time, let me just go to my guests. You know what? Let me get this screen up here. Let me get the roundtable screen. And then I'll tell you about the madness and how we got where we got and where we're going and all that stuff about the media. I'll bring them all in because I want them to comment on everything as well. Roundtable, Justin Moon is up in the picture behind me. Justin, how the heck are you, brother?
Doing good, Mark. Doing good.
Thanks, Brad Primo. Awesome having you in. Brad Primo, you popped up next. CEO of Lead Slingers. Welcome in. How you doing, Brad?
Doing great, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Neil McCabe. Parts Unknown, Washington, D.C., longtime correspondent, and all things Capitol Hill and the White House. How you doing, man?
Fantastic. And don't forget that I am a national political correspondent for the Star News Network and a media fellow with the Gold Institute for International Strategies.
I will let you remind me of that every week, okay? I will make that your job. All right, guys, I wanted to bring you into the conversation here because – I didn't want to. I could have just gone for the full segment myself if I reiterated, because I am going to regurgitate for you what I did. And I was explaining how I got there and everything else. And I'm going to bring you guys into this mix. I want your commentary on this. Second hour, by the way, AWR Hawkins and Sadie Sweat. Phenomenal hour two, by the way. All right, guys, here's the deal. And Justin, I'll start with you. Your family has history with media, obviously. We've also, you know, the Washington Times comes to mind. Is one of them, for example. And I started off, I was watching American Beauty in the middle of the night the other night, I woke up and I flipped on the tube and I found out, hey, it's Thanksgiving weekend. So they gave me all these movie channels and I was watching American Beauty and I hit info on it and I hit a button had never happened to me before. I had no idea, but I wound up at a parental information thing. Now, I have DirecTV and I had a parental information thing on there. I didn't even know how I got there, but it laid out page after page after page, almost like a dissertation of what parents need to know about the movie and what they need to talk about with their kids. And here is DirecTV telling me what I need to know, according to them, about this movie. And in one line, it said, this movie also shows a quote-unquote gun range as being quote-unquote stress relief, in quotes, as if it was a demonic thing. And there's a scene in that movie where the wife is having an affair and she's out with her boyfriend, and he takes her to a gun range, and it empowers her. And according to DirecTV, whoever that is that writes that stuff, you need to let your kids know that it actually portrays shooting a gun as stress relief. And that led me down the road to other media things that I talked about. We'll go there in just a minute. But, Justin, it is stress relief. And why does DirecTV feel that they have to tell me about the movie as if I can't make up my own mind to know what to tell my kids myself? Well, what's going on here?
Well, you know what it is, Mark. We're under a direct corporate takeover of the U.S. by communistic corporate fascists who are running a lot of these large corporations. So they're trying to force feed us their dogma so that we will reject the right to self-defense and reject the right, you know, to shoot guns and surrender to their you know, fascistic will. That's what's happening. It's basically a communist fascist takeover of our country.
It's happening right before our eyes, Justin.
Yeah.
It's because you know it, I know it. We're sitting here watching it happen. If you go to Twitter, hateful places, Brad, let me jump over to you. If you go to some of these hateful outlets and you read some of the commentary from some of those socialist, Marxist, communists out there, it is utterly flabbergasting to read some of this stuff from fellow Americans. And you wonder what American 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago would have ever said anything like that. Why are they emboldened today? And I'd also like your response on the DirecTV issue as well.
I mean, they're conducting a psychological operation on us. That's prepping them. I mean, they started prepping the battlefield. I mean, American Beauty came out in, I think, like 97 or 98. So 20 plus years ago, they were prepping the battlefield to the point where now, and actually I had a conversation this past weekend because you have college football going on. You have the Oregon versus Oregon State rivalry that was played this weekend. That was normally called the Civil War. They now call it something else because that's offensive. A few years ago, remember the Texas and Oklahoma game? It used to be the Red River Shootout. It is now the Red River Rivalry. You know, even mascots in sports that previously had rifles, you know, old school rifles or something like that, those have been taken out. So it's just a manage, you know, trying to control the language that we use to even discuss these topics. And if you can't use, if you can only use approved language, then you can't really adequately defend your position if you follow the rules. And I'll point out that, like, because of all that, is one big reason why we have an AR-15 on our labels. We're not gonna bow down to that. And there's nothing wrong with the picture of a rifle. There's nothing wrong talking about firearms. So the way we combat this is we say what we want to say.
That's exactly correct. You know, and that's something that we'll never stop doing here, ever, no matter what. We will say whatever we want. We will not bow to the political correct goon squad that's out there. I think you're 100% spot on with that. It is psychological warfare. Neil, I could have gone on. I found myself getting ready to go down a road in the opening statement that would have just, I just could have kept talking, and I had to force myself to stop to bring you guys in because I could have easily done that based on what I was talking about in the first segment of the first hour. So let me go there quickly. The American Beauty deal got me thinking about some issues. So I decided to go to Lefty Wikipedia. Now, we're going to wind up taking a break. So let me set this up for you guys. And then when we come back, I'm going to give you some quick quotes from what I found. Here's what I did. I went to Wikipedia and I looked up the New York Times, the Washington Post, MSNBC, CNN, And I read what they had to say, what Wikipedia, how they described these quote unquote news outlets. All right. So I read them and, you know, the Washington Post is this, the New York Times is this, CNN was this, the first 24 hour cycle, and they go on and blah, blah, blah. Then I went and I looked up Fox News, One American News, Newsmax, the Washington Times, the Washington Free Beacon. And you wouldn't believe the difference. Or would you believe the difference? I want to go over it with you guys, and I want your perspective on this. Wow, I'm so glad I was able to bring you in. Otherwise, I could have just taken the hour myself, and I apologize. But Neil McCabe, Brad Primo, Justin Moon, coming back with me. We're going to talk about it, and then we're going to move in different directions. Back right after this. Don't go away.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Have you ever heard of the revolutionary Versus Smart Light? Probably not. The prototype did not make it to retail. It utilizes innovative technology that big brand companies are fighting against because it could force their inferior products off the market. Because of such pushback against this new technology, the manufacturers have taken it online to reach the public and are offering it to my Armed American Radio listeners, that's you, at an amazing 83% off. They're doing it to get into as many hands as possible, to stir up enough buzz that retailers will be forced to carry their superior light technology. This special awareness promotion is set up to expire in approximately 12 hours, so you have to hurry. However, you must text the word SMART to 58445 to receive your private Armed American Radio pricing. That's SMART to 58445 to place your order today. They're amazing. I've got three for myself. Text keyword to short code to agree to receive recurring automated promotional and personalized marketing text messages, e.g. cart reminders from Pulse TV. Consent is not a condition of any purchase. Text HELP for support or stop to cancel. Message and data rates may apply. Message frequency varies. Visit pulsetv.com/security.asp for privacy and attn.tv/pulsetv/terms.html for terms.
Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure, to help prevent you from becoming a target, and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We do this in part by encouraging our law enforcement clients to take the X Insurance See It, Say Something pledge. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing insurance policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. At X Insurance, we believe in good police officers, and we believe in protecting good police officers. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
Gallagher wanting to let you know that the crew of the Desperado Sport Fish in Virginia Beach, Virginia, supports Armed American Radio and the Second Amendment, and I'm right there with them. Now back to Mark Walters.
Thank you, Mike Gallagher. Appreciate that very much. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom here in the Crossbreed Holster Studios on the Lead Slingers microphone. All of this being presented to you by X Insurance. We'll go over that briefly in the third segment, prior to the third segment. I'm in the roundtable with Neil McCabe, Brad Primo, Justin Moon. Before I go back to Neil, let me set this up quickly. I was telling you about what I found going to lefty Wikipedia, Neil. I did this intentionally, okay? So I pulled up CNN. Here's what it says, quickly. Cable News Network is an American news-based pay television channel owned by CNN worldwide. The network is known for its dramatic live coverage of breaking news, some of which has drawn criticism as overly sensationalistic. The network has also been criticized for its efforts to be nonpartisan. I'm reading that, which have led to accusations of false balance. And then it goes on to talk about their history and all the great things that they've done and all the great coverage that they've given. Now, I'll quickly go over to MSDNC. Let's check MSDNC real quick. What does it say? MSNBC is an American news-based pay television cable channel owned by NBC Universal Group. It goes on to talk about how many millions, 87 million households that they're in, and it goes on to talk about their early history. The show was first aired in July 15, 1996 is when it was launched. Its strategic partnership with NBC, Microsoft, and executives, et cetera. Let's go over quickly, Neil. I said, well, let's see what they have to say. And I did that for the Washington Post and the New York Times, all just great coverage, these being papers of record, et cetera. Then I went over to Fox News. And I said, well, what do they have to say about Fox News? Let's check that out. Fox News, officially Fox News Channel, abbreviated FNC and commonly known as Fox, is an American multinational cable news television channel owned by Fox News Media, etc. It was created by Australian-American media mogul Rupert Murdoch to appeal to a conservative audience. Then it goes on to talk about describing as practicing biased reporting in favor of the Republican Party, its politicians, and conservative causes, while portraying the Democratic Party in a negative light. It goes on to state that it is providing propaganda and a feedback loop for Trump, with one presidential scholar stating it's the closest we've come to having state TV. They say the same thing about the Washington Times. They say the same thing about Newsmax. They say the same thing about One American News, Neil. Never mention the political bias at CNN, MSDNC, and the rest. Neil, take it away.
Well, this summer I had the privilege of going to a four-month school run by for Army Public Affairs senior NCOs, and I was really impressed by the instructors and the course of instruction, the course at itself at Fort Meade. But there was one day when they passed out, some papers, and they basically said, "Okay, we're going to teach you now about misinformation and disinformation and fake news," and they basically explained that three places where I have worked, Breitbart, Human Events, and One American News,
right,
were actually not considered legitimate sources. And right. I was like, hey, like the Army says that the U.S. Army is saying this? Man. Now, the way Wikipedia works is everything that you state as a fact, you know, it can be challenged. Mm-hmm. But if it's attributed to another article, so what'll happen is Media Matters or some left-wing organization like the Pew Trust or somebody, they'll post an article, and then you can then refer to that. And to get something, once something is attributed to another source, like an article, say, from Media Matters, it is impossible to get it changed, and the whole thing is rigged. And, of course, this is all part of marginalizing political speech that does not agree with the mainstream narrative. And so, you know, it's not, I've come to believe that it's no longer, you know, last week we were talking about, you know, Washington and not Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like crazy and not crazy. So it's not even politics anymore. It's we're not arguing over policy. We're saying, oh, you just are crazy, or are you not crazy? And that's basically where they're going to pigeonhole us, Mark.
And they are going to pigeonhole us. Justin, we go to you. you know, the Washington Times, I, you know, you can imagine what they said. I didn't even bother pulling up Breitbart, okay? Because when I saw what I saw here, but this is indoctrination. And I then referred to a letter to the editor in the Richmond Times-Dispatch, Justin, from November 27th, just 2 days ago, titled "Stricter Gun Legislation Needed to Save Lives," and it was from a senior in high school who apparently needs to go back and study some civics if they're even teaching it at the high school. And he says, "Seems like every week there's a terrorist attack somewhere in the world. We've become desensitized to the bombs, hijacking, and more recently, mass shootings. It feels like a constant wave of words hitting again and again. Gun control should be more restrictive in Richmond. As a senior in high school, I worry whether my school will be the site of the next mass shooting," and on and on and on. "Do we want Richmond to be the site of the next mass shooting? This pattern needs to change. Deaths are not statistics. They are lost lives, etc." He says, "We need to, everybody of voting age should be able to voice an opinion about such an important issue, though gun control," he's saying, "should be put on a ballot during an election. That would be fair," he says. "Democracy would be upheld." Then he says, "Some people feel safer with guns to protect them. I understand that the Second Amendment gives citizens the right to bear arms, but this is becoming a public safety issue, and that should be our number one priority." Now, I stopped reading there because I don't need to go any farther, Justin, because the Second Amendment did not give us a damn thing. It recognized a pre-existing natural right to self-defense. It simply recognized it. The reason I brought this up was because the media, in this case, the Richmond Times-Dispatch editorial board, lets that slide and doesn't say a thing about it. That's also part of the psychological warfare, is it not? They just let this stuff go.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. We're under psychological warfare, just like when the Nazis marched into France and through Belgium and the Netherlands. As they're marching through, they blared their loudspeakers saying, you know, "Don't fight back. Don't resist. We're here to help. We're your friends."
Yeah. Well, how about that turn out for you, right?
Exactly. That's what's happening now with all this crazy media and the way they're pushing their narrative. It's just basically like, hey, we're your friends. Surrender. Put down your weapons so that we can turn you into slaves.
Yeah, and here we have, I'll let you take this to the break, Brad, but apparently Alyssa Milano wants to extend you an olive branch, and can't we all just get along after 4 years of calling you a Nazi and a bigot and a racist and some of the most hateful things that she could come up with, and now she wants to be your friend? What's your response to Alyssa Milano? That the FCC can handle with the FCC, okay? Let me remind you. Greg, stay on the dump switch, brother.
Yeah, I'll just, you know, my mom's listening, so I'll just leave it in. No, thank you.
Di, your mother is listening. Di, I apologize for that. I didn't mean to put your son on the spot, so I'll answer it for it. And I hate this because I think Alyssa Milano is hot. Am I allowed to say that on national radio, or am I going to be canceled because I find a female attractive? I hate your politics, and I'm not interested in your olive branch. Get off my lawn. Go away. I want nothing to do with you or anybody like you. I don't want to hang out with people like you. You're not welcome in my home, and I don't want your olive branch. Nice try, though, but you're still hot. Back after this.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, "We don't need that kind of gun," remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear. And nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and when I invented my pillow, I wanted it to have everything you'd ever want in a pillow. You can adjust the patented fill to your exact individual needs. You can wash and dry my pillow. It has a 10-year warranty not to go flat, and it's made in the USA. And now, for a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium my pillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. That's a $40 savings. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now, and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts. Or call 800-978-9358, and remember, use promo code AAR.
This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Don't forget to use the promo code AAR at MyPillow.com. Welcome back.
Welcome back indeed. I am going to take a brief second to tell you about Mike Lindell, and I promise I won't go too long here, but this man deserves our support. It is unbelievable now what they're doing. They're trying to cancel him, and I'm talking about Twitter now. They're trying to, and I don't know how long his account's going to be up there. I have no idea. I don't know what they're going to do to stop him, but they hate him. They hate a guy that invented a pillow because he's a Christian. And I guess because he makes his product here in the United States, who knows what the left, who knows? But he's got a March for Trump bus tour to demand transparency and protect election integrity going on, starting today in South Florida. And he actually started, where did he start? Looks like he started over in Daytona, somewhere around Daytona Beach. Then going up to Jacksonville or Savannah. Then it looks like he's going up to Charleston and so forth. Then he's running up into Myrtle Beach. Then it looks like he's going into the Raleigh area. And then he's heading into Virginia Beach, et cetera. And he's going all the way up through Pennsylvania, up into Michigan, and up into Wisconsin, Minneapolis, where he's from up there. And then he's going to wind up, I guess, in Washington, D.C. As he winds up through the country, he's going to be stopping here as well in the ATL. And Twitter doesn't want you to know about it. And they're fighting him on this. So what do we do? How do we help? You help Mike Lindell and you help AAR. This is how we scratch each other's backs here. Buy a pillow from the guy and use the promo code AAR. We support him. He supports the radio program. This is how we stay on the airwaves. is with guys like this. And they are doing everything in their power to destroy this man. It is unbelievable to me. I just cannot wrap my head around it. It's really unconscionable. You are literally dealing with evil. And keep this in mind as we go through the rest of the program. The devil's greatest trick is getting you to believe he doesn't exist. Think about that in terms of Alyssa Milano calling you every hateful name in the book and then trying to reach out to you. Oh, don't worry about it. Go to hell, lady. Unbelievable. I think I said FEC, Federal Elections Commission. It's the FCC we have to worry about. It's just remarkable to me that these people are as vile as they are, that they would try to just bury this guy. Use the promo code AAR. Stick it right back to him. And if you want to have fun with it, I'll close it out with this. If you want to have fun with it, buy one of your liberal friends or family who hates gun rights and hates your politics. Buy them a MyPillow and take advantage of the huge discount. Support Armed American Radio in the process and let them sleep on that without their knowledge, right? Stick it right back at them. Get off my lawn. Doesn't even come close to what I want to say to these people. It's just flat out evil. All right, let's go back into the roundtable. I'm so angry about that now. I guess, where was I going? Was I going back to you, Neil? Where was I going? Justin? Brad? Somebody jump in. I don't even remember.
Let me just say this, Mark. You know, Milano says that she's reaching out to Trump supporters. And, you know, all right, let's begin the dialogue. Let's begin the compromise. And we'll start with national concealed carry reciprocity. Let's bring back the Hudson bill. And I think that would be a good start. Let's, let's break bread. Let's be stronger together and give us some national concealed carry reciprocity, because, you know, our problem, or at least my problem with, say, President Obama or Democrats, isn't because they're Democrats. It's because of what they do. And if Obama supported the Second Amendment the way he claimed to have supported the Second Amendment, you know, this program would have had no issue with him whatsoever.
Let me just say this, and my response to that would be, and I understand where you're going with this, my response to that is no. I'm not interested in talking to them. I'm not interested in trying to compromise with them about anything. I know what they're about. I know what game they're playing, and I'm no longer interested in dealing with these people. Haven't been for a long time. If you've been listening to Armed American Radio, listener or viewer, however you're bringing the show in, you know that I have no interest in talking to these people. There are a lot of Democrats out there who love their guns. Good. I'm glad you love your guns. Welcome.
If
we welcome.
Deliver.
You.
If they say, you know what, we're going to give you this.
They're not going to
take it.
I would take it too. But they're not going to, and you know that. Of course not. And like I said, I know where you're going with that.
Someone wants to reach out with me with an olive branch. Fantastic. With that olive branch, give me something I want. Something you have blocked for the last 15 years.
No, go use it and try to find water in my front yard. Justin Moon, come back into the program with me. Are you interested in dealing with or compromising or even attempting to? Neil, I'm not ragging you here. I know where you're going with that. But Justin, are you interested in? These people are not interested, in my estimation. They're not interested in talking to you. They're interested in fooling you because they think you're stupid.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Mark. It's no use talking to them. I mean, President Trump won the election by a landslide. And basically, you know, the Democrats basically are stealing the election from us, the 72 million people who voted for President Trump, you know, with election fraud. And then they expect us to be okay with that. Well, we're not okay with it. We want our president inaugurated January 20th. And there's going to be no compromise on that. I mean, if we let them steal this election, basically, you know, we're surrendering our lives to slavery. So no compromise at all. President Trump is our president. He's going to start his second term, January 20th.
Well, I tell you what, I hope you're right about that. Brad Primo, come back in here for a second. There's a number of things I'd like you to comment on there, because I have no interest whatsoever in talking to people who I know what their end game is for me. All right. We're beyond this in this country. And I hate to say that. I hate to say that. It didn't always used to be like that. I'm old enough to remember when our leaders did, you know, vicious political battle during the day, but it was just that. It was politics. And at night, and I go back to Tip O'Neill and the Reagans, Tip and his wife heading over to the Reagans, I think a couple nights a week for steaks and booze. And, you know, these guys actually got along, even though they were ideologically opposed to one another, Brad. But we're way past that now, man. Talk to us.
Yeah, I mean, the last 4 years, Democrats and people like Alyssa Milano have spent the entire time torturing this country. Their platform, essentially during the campaign season, was, you know, give us power and we'll stop torturing this country. You know, give us what we want and we'll stop. I think, you know, I do agree with Neil's point, which, you know, being, you know, if they weren't being disingenuous, if it wasn't, hey, you know, the beatings will continue until you give us what we want, like, they would offer some concessions or say, hey, look, you know, in order to bring the country together, then we need to meet in the middle. And, you know, we're willing to concede these points to you. But that's not the point. Like, that's not what they're doing. Her whole extending an olive branch and anybody else is saying it. They're essentially, it's almost like trying to rub our noses in something. You know, it's like, okay, well, we feel like we've beaten you, so now you can join us or we're going to punish you. So that's what we're looking at. I mean, like, we're looking at an administration coming in, potentially, that, you know, we got a target on our backs. And if you're either at the table or you're on it. And, you know, I don't blame a lot of gun owners right now for feeling like we're on the table. And, you know, we need to act accordingly. We need to fight accordingly. We need to get serious about winning those Senate seats down in Georgia. I don't know what's going on down there, but I don't like what I'm hearing. We got to get serious. We got to fight like our lives depend on it, because that's exactly where we're at right now.
You're absolutely correct. And I'm glad you made that switch. We're going to go ahead now and segue over. And we've got 30 seconds, but let me just make the switch now. Let's segue over now and we'll go to Neil. After the break, it's a perfect place. It's right up Neil's alley. But I'm watching some things here in the state of Georgia that I don't like what I'm seeing. I also don't like what I'm not seeing. What I'm not seeing is Governor Kemp. I'm not seeing him. I'm not seeing him in this fight, and I don't know why that is. And when I come back, I'm going to make a couple comparisons. Well, I'll just get one started now. Republican-controlled legislature, deep red in the state of Georgia, Republican governor who ran with firearms in his ads, and we haven't been able to move a pro-gun bill in this state. I don't like what's going on down here. And when you've got the Senate in control, you should have Kemp on the bully pulpit standing up on top of Stone Mountain screaming at this state who to vote for. And the man is dead silent. And I want Neil's opinion on that when we come back. I don't get it. I don't like what I'm seeing. Armed American Radio's Monster Cast continues. One more segment. Unbelievable.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
Carr, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-800-8- 1-800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
I'm Dr. Sebastian Gorka, letting you know that the Desperado Sport Fishing Crew in Virginia Beach, Virginia, supports Armed American Radio and our right to bear arms. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Indeed. Final segment already. Fastest hours, individual hours in all of national radio. It is already 48 past the hour. I cannot believe it. Quickly, please support all of our sponsors. I was talking with you about Mike Lindell. A lot of commentary going on the Facebook live stream about Mike Lindell. Remember, some saying that I wouldn't give my relatives who voted for Joe Biden a sack of rocks. I'm not going to give them a pillow. I get it. I completely get it. To me, it's just ironic to watch somebody slumber on something that, you know, there's just some schadenfreude going on in there. You know what I mean? It's just great. Couldn't happen to a better bunch of socialists. So I think differently, but I understand your point. Use the promo code at MyPillow, please, AAR, and support Mike, man, while he's out there paying for this bus tour, okay, trying to keep Trump in office, and they're doing everything they can to just wipe him off the face of the earth. They don't care about the hundreds of employees. They don't care about the tax dollars. They don't care about how many people are getting health care and the great benefits that he provides. They couldn't care less about how many people love his products. They'd bury the guy. And they would do the same to us. So please, AAR is the promo code. Support all of our sponsors. This is the Crossbreed Holster Studios. This is the Lead Slinger's microphone. All of this is being brought to you by X Insurance, a far superior product to anything out there. Grow up to it, just like you do everything else in your real life, okay? And get yourself a real insurance policy that covers you with real numbers and a real policy in your name, okay? Not as an additional insured. You wouldn't do that for all the other things that are important in your life. Don't do it when your freedom is on the line. My gosh, that's the most important thing you have at all, because nothing else that you have matters without your freedom. X Insurance has you covered. The founder of the company designed the product specifically for what he wanted when he found himself wrongly accused and charged with felonies. That's how he built the product. So if you carry a firearm or want your businesses, take a look at X Insurance. They do everything, not just your firearms, everything. All right, back to the roundtable. Neil. Kemp,
yeah,
Gonzo, and during the break, some of the best radio is the radio you don't get to hear. It just kind of popped in my head. I'm thinking, here in Georgia, we're all wondering, where the hell is Brian Kemp? Where
Mr.
is
Outsider.
The guy? Well, here's the deal. This just popped up in conversation during the break with Greg, our producer, and that is Alyssa Milano is what brought this out. Alyssa Milano is here filming lots of stuff in this state, all over the place, right? In my neighborhood, they're filming quite literally they're filming, all of them. Alyssa Milano's out here, not just for this, for the Senate deal, but she was out here with the abortion bill and everything else. Okay, she's been ramping up trouble and stirring trouble up in the state for a long time. Could Kemp be silent because somebody in Hollywood has gotten a hold of him and said, hey, shut your trap, or we're going to pull the billions of dollars in film out of your state? And he's just saying, okay. Could that be the case?
You know, Donald Trump endorsed Kemp when he was 45 points behind. And the establishment thought it was a joke. And Trump made that guy governor of Georgia. And Kemp should have picked Congressman Doug Collins, who's in a district just northeast of you, Mark. Yep. And he was gallant in his defense of the president during the impeachment crisis. But instead, Kemp picked Kelly Loeffler because she has a very wealthy husband, and they promised that they would spend $20 million of their own money, which meant that the Republican Party of Georgia didn't have to do any work. And so they screwed over Collins, and now you have you have the spectacle of Collins basically has to save the bacon of Kelly Loeffler, because if Collins doesn't campaign, he's campaigning for both Loeffler and Perdue, but Collins has to put his stamp of approval on Loeffler or she's going to lose. And right now, the polls that I'm looking at show everything tied, basically 50-50 between Warnock and Perdue. Excuse me, Warnock and Loeffler, and then Perdue versus Ossoff. But remember, the Republicans have proven they have no idea how to run a mail-in ballot harvesting operation, and ballot harvesting is in effect legal everywhere in the country now. The deadline for registering to vote is December 7th, and early voting starts the 14th, and so we'll see what happens. I also want to break some news for you real quick that, you know, when the presidential election goes to the Electoral College, the legislators have a lot of influence in approving how the electors vote. And Rudy Giuliani's strategy is to get some of these Republican-controlled legislatures to challenge the Electoral College into the certification. And so that goes to the Supreme Court. On the Sidney Powell side, I can report to you that retired Army General Mike Flynn is working with Powell's team. In fact, there are a lot of people who have seen things, but they're reluctant to step forward. And Powell is using Flynn. Flynn's actually reaching out to people to try to encourage them to give statements and sign affidavits. So that is very much in play, Mark.
Wow. Interesting stuff. Justin, I'm going to take it to you again. Neil has given us what we could easily run with for the full hour, but I'll let you comment on what you just heard.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, Trump's strategy right now is to basically prevent Joe Biden and himself from getting to 270 and basically throwing into the House of Representatives in a contested election, of which he will win. So I think the legal path for Trump's victory is there. I think, you know, the cases are starting to bring out the evidence, but I think the tide is turning. I mean, the Gettysburg, you know, meeting where the Republicans had it in Pennsylvania, I think that was the turning point. Right before that, it was really dark, but now we're starting to see the tide turn. So I think Trump has a real good shot at being inaugurated January 20th, and I don't think we should give up hope. We should be out there in the rallies. We should be rallying the troops. We should be showing the public that we are here backing the president, that we're going to fight for him and with him to the bitter end and defend the republic.
Brad, you heard Neil and you heard Justin. I'll reserve my comments to the end. I want to give you guys as much of the clock as I possibly can based on what you just heard Neil say, your thoughts. And I would also like you to answer what you thought, what my thoughts on Hollywood. Clearly, Kemp. I mean, because Neil's absolutely correct. We know that's why he picked selected Loeffler over Collins. Their families own, they're worth $500 million. They own the New York Stock Exchange. Clearly, it was a money decision. If that's the case, it would make sense that somebody in Hollywood got to Kemp and said, look, shut your trap.
Potentially.
If you want our billions.
But as a Republican and other Republicans like Kemp probably need to take notice and realize that the voters out here that have supported Donald Trump and have voted for other Republican candidates that are down ballot, that, you know, we like Donald Trump because he fights back. He's a fighter. Yeah. you know, we you know, on the right, gun owners and other people on the right, we've played rope-a-dope way too long with these leftists and these communists out there. They've gotten bold and have gotten very, very aggressive. And so we're done. And other Republicans need to realize that we're done. You know what? Like, if we gotta deal with a Democrat Senate and fight that off for a couple of years, we can do it. Don't want to. It's going to be hard, but we can do it. But Kemp needs to know, and you start counting his days if he doesn't get on board.
Brian Kemp, are you listening? You're here in Atlanta. You're inside the perimeter. Are you listening to Armed American Radio? We know you have in the past. We supported you, and we know a lot of people who supported you with the organizations that we're members of. So hope you're paying attention. You are on notice. All you rhinos are on notice, and all you leftists are also on notice. Justin Moon, CEO, Carr Arms. Visit Carr Arms and check them out. Thank you, Justin, for everything. LedSlingersWhiskey.com. Brad Primo, thank you for everything. Neil McCabe, as always, can't wait to get you back in. Thanks for everything. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day. Fastest hour in radio. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow.
Just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance
on the Armed American Radio Network.